It's summertime in Ocean City, which generally gets some 4 million visitors between Memorial Day and Labor Day, and accounts for 53% of the resort's revenues. But this time it is different, with the impact of the coronavirus and government restrictions. One of the industries that is seriously affected is the restaurant industry, where seating is now limited because of social distancing. Susan Jones is the executive director of the Ocean City Hotel Motel Restaurant Association. She says the crowds have been decent this month as restaurants look ahead.
We saw a huge pent-up demand for travel in the beginning of June, so we were super busy in June, and I would say it's leveled off a bit now. The streets are still busy. It's not as busy as it was the second week in June right now. Could be because of the heat wave, because it's really hot to even sit out on the beach right now. It's really not even comfortable to put your feet in the sand. We are seeing a slighter crowd right now.
So are the restaurants and hotels and so on, are they optimistic that they'll have a better summer than perhaps they anticipated?
I think, yes, cautiously optimistic to see the end of the bottom line, but we are very fortunate that we are not a fly-to destination and that we are in driving distance to a third of the nation's population. So we are super fortunate in that regard.
Finally, I know that there's been a rise in terms of the number of coronavirus cases in Maryland. So there's been some suggestions that there could be a second shutdown, although that's obviously not yet in the works. Is that a possibility, do you think? And if so, what would that do?
Well, I think what we're seeing is with all of the contact tracing, it's all getting traced back to you have to get people tested. So with all this increase in tests, some people have, say, 5-6 employees who don't even know they have it because they're asymptomatic. So, there are more tests being done, so the number of cases is going to rise. So that's why the governor keeps looking at that whole positivity rate and the number of acute beds that are being used. So as long as we keep seeing that level be at the level that he's comfortable with, we do not anticipate going backwards. I know it's not his intention to take us backwards. Everybody understands the economics of this too, because now there's starting to be shutdowns and layoffs and hiring freezes in government positions.
By the way, just one final quick question. In terms of the employees, do they get tested a lot, or what's the regime there for these restaurants?
It's all up to the restaurant operator. So if they have somebody that tests positive, it gets traced back to the place of work, the place of living, and then most of these operators have said, okay, forget it, I'm going to shut down, let's test the entire staff. And the Worcester County Health Department has been super accommodating in giving us extra days to test restaurant workers, and the local health department is working diligently night and day to test everybody.
Yeah, because I was curious about whether or not they just regularly test their employees, or is that...
Well, they do like the temperature checks. So most everybody has the measures and the protocols in place where when the employees come to work, they actually take their temperature. Like the other day, I was actually at Secrets at the hostess stand waiting for a table, and the cook comes up to the hostess and she does his temperature check and was like, I'm employee ID number XYZ, and she records what the temperature is. So, that's, most of them are doing they have those protocols in place every day for temperature checks. So
Susan Jones is the executive director of the Ocean City Hotel Motel Restaurant Association. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.